This week's parasha of Ki Tetzeh is the most prolific of all the Sidrot in the Torah as far as the mitzvah count is concerned. And amongst the many mitzvot which appear are the prohibitions against cross-dressing, where the pasuk says, Lo yechli gever al isha, v'lo yibash gever simlat isha, that a woman mustn't wear a man's clothing, and that a man mustn't wear a woman's clothing. And according to Chazal, this actually has a wider application than simply meaning that a man mustn't wear a dress and that a woman mustn't dress in a man's suit and tie, but it also applies to other aspects of a person's mode of attire. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat and Masechet Makot establishes that a man is prohibited from dyeing his hair because this is regarded as a feminine practice, and it's even against halakha for him just to pluck a white hair from his head so as not to appear as if he's greying. This particular halakha appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradea, Simon Kuf Pei Bet If Vav, and recent poskim have addressed certain applications. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Minchat Shlomo, Chelet Bet Simon Pei Bet, dealt with the case of a young man going prematurely grey, and he ruled that in such an instance he is allowed to dye his hair because the motivation is not in order to adopt a feminine mode of dress, but rather it's to remove the psychological stress that he's experiencing as a result of everybody thinking that he's much older than he really is. But Rav Shmuel Vosner in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, he disagreed and prohibited it even under these circumstances. Poskim have also discussed whether the prohibition against a man dyeing his hair applies only if he does so in the conventional manner, or even if he takes medication or vitamin supplements that will restore his hair to its former colour. Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Shelot at Tshuvot HaRishon Tzion, Chelek Aleph, Yoradea Simon Chet, combined three considerations to reach a lenient conclusion. Firstly, that this is an indirect way of achieving the result. Secondly, that it's delayed action. And thirdly, that the success of such treatment is certainly not guaranteed. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Yoradea, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Bet, he argued that as far as this halacha is concerned, we have to consider the outcome, if you like, the totsa'ah, rather than the maaseh, the process. And the outcome in this instance is that the perfect person has altered the colour of their hair, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. The Gemara in Masechet Nazir, Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet, also says that the prohibition for a man to don women's clothing extends to a prohibition against removing armpit or genital hair, as this is a feminine practice. And there's a machloket about whether this extension is midoraita or midrabanan. And the Rif and the Rambam in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Beit Halacha Tet rule that it's a rabbinic prohibition. But there's also a machloket in the Rishonim about whether feminine clothing practices should be defined objectively or subjectively. The Rashba in a Tshuva maintains that certain things are objectively feminine in nature, and even if they're practiced widely by men, they can't be regarded as being permitted. But the Rambam disagrees and believes that a subjective assessment should be made, and if it's common for men to also shave their body hair, then they're not liable for a penalty for doing so. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch rule accordingly. And the Rama also follows this ruling, but he adds that if this is the case, then it's not just there's no penalty, but it's absolutely permitted for men to manscape, and that it's only chaveirim, meaning people who are particularly careful in their mitzvah observance, who refrain from doing so. Even according to the Rambam, it's of course necessary, though, to set parameters to define how this subjective assessment of whether something is a unisex practice or a unisex item of clothing should be made. And this is addressed by the Prisha in his commentary to the Torah, who presents two possibilities. Either that we look at what are the norms in the surrounding non-Jewish society, or even, somewhat radically, that if a collective decision is made in the Jewish community that this is what men now want to do, then it can become a unisex practice. Ruling like the Rambam and adopting a subjective definition of what is prohibited as simlat isha is, of course, a very interesting halakhic phenomenon. What was permitted in one generation may be prohibited a generation later as fashions change, or vice versa. And what is regarded as acceptable male attire in one locale might not be the case elsewhere. And people who like to be at the cutting edge of fashion could often be contravening the halakha, but other people who are slower on the uptake in this regard, they could legitimately wear the same clothes as a result of the illegitimate trend setting by the former group a couple of years ago. Ad kan.